You're tuned into Tampa Bay's RBLR Sports.
Hi, hello, how are you doing? My name is Liz, that's Tom DePinto. Welcome to RBLR Sun FC. You're
hey
muted.
There. Hey there. Go. Hey there, how are you, Liz?
I'm pretty good, how are good. You?
Good, it's good to see you for the first time today. How's everything been?
I'm sad, Tom.
Why? Is it just because it's the off season, or is the off season happening to you right now?
People are leaving.
Oh, they told us it would happen. I didn't want to believe them.
No,
I thought we would just sign more and more players until we had
a
Katamari Damacy ball of soccer players.
Yeah.
But I guess that's not how it works. You got to get rid of some.
No, they're all important and we need all of them.
God, they'll never be gone. They'll never truly be gone. Has Talia Stouty ever left your heart, Liz?
No,
I didn't think so. Jasmine Enrique, still right here. They're not going anywhere. They just won't play for us anymore. So you're going to see a lot less of them. Sorry.
You'd like to see a lot more of us.
We're not going anywhere.
You should make sure that you follow at RBLR Sun FC on all the socials. And if you want to see our beautiful faces, it's at RBLR Sports on the YouTubes.
We got a lifetime contract with this team.
If you were watching, you'd see us voguing right now. It's great.
You can't get rid of this.
Yeah.
We're not going nowhere.
Nope.
Happy National Hot Dog Month, by the way.
It is?
Yeah, Pride Month's over. It's Hot Dog Month now.
It's still Pride Month, then.
Pride Month's over. It's Hot Dog Month.
Hot Dog Month could still be Pride Month.
To some people, it sure is.
God. Oh, this is what happens when we record late.
this is some regular RBLR After Dark right here. Do you want to start talking about the players that we as a team have announced not coming back?
Just one second. Because if you want to, I just want to make sure that everyone stays tuned. We have a wonderful second episode coming out with Protagonist Soccer. It was literally so long, we just made it a whole other episode because we were having such a good conversation that it ended up being much longer. So in our continuing our series of recapping the different teams around the league, we did Lexington last week. Make sure you catch that. We talked to, oh my God, John Hunt. I knew his name. I knew it. You got it. Yeah. Talked to John Hunt about Lexington. And then we talked to the folks over at Protagonist Soccer.
What are their names? Liz?
For DC.
Yeah. Say their names too. Why don't you?
Danielle and John. I knew John was one of them. Thank you to producer Eureka for helping me remember because I have terrible memory.
You better hope they're not watching. Yes, we had no.
They'll still like me. I don't know.
Please, yeah, right. Please tune in to that episode when it goes out as well. The DC Power recap with Protagonist Danielle Gorinski. It's Polish, that's for sure. And John Howard Fusco, not Fusco. He corrected me once, and that's all it takes. I'm a good boy. I listen. So yes, tune in the show with them. It is rare to find somebody, much less two somebodies, that can talk about DC Power with you, because not a lot of folks out there know much about DC Power. We found the two people on the planet for you guys, for our loyal listeners.
Yeah. So it was a really, really fun conversation, honestly. So make sure that you catch that for sure. All right. Moving on to the players that are leaving us because they don't love us.
We're doing it. That's the reason why they've all said yep. so much.
Yup.
Yes.
They were like, nope, we hate the heat wave, especially.
Yes.
Even started... Literally some of the players have tagged us in their goodbye posts.
Yeah. So
like they remembered us.
Gosh. Yeah, none of the. I don't think any of these players hate us. But if that makes it easier for you to think that, then sure, go ahead. God, how do we start this? It's in alphabetical order. Do you want to just do it that way?
Oh, yeah. All right. So it's an alphabetical. No, it's not.
It is by last names.
It goes Simpson and then Moore.
Well, that's because they're in a different category. That was the retirement.
Oh, all right. Well, they're not separated.
Academy. It's collated.
Okay.
Start us off, Liz. Why don't you?
So we have Paige.
Paige is gone, guys.
Paige followed by Ashley Clark.
Oh, you're just doing it.
Yeah, no, let's just rip the Band-Aid off, honestly. All right.
Who else?
Brooke Denizik.
Denny, gone.
And Wasila Dewara Sole?
Wasila...
Did we ever figure out how to say her name?
We did. Wasila Dewa Sole.
Okay, I was right. Dua. Nice.
Gone. Forget about her.
Yep. Andrea Hawk's daughter.
Oaks to Tear, you said it wrong. Gone. Doesn't matter anymore.
That's so mean. Kaylin Marchese.
Marquise.
Ashley. Yeah.
Gone.
I just don't know how to say anyone's name. Why don't you just do the rest then? You just, you know.
Kaylin Marchese. All of 10 minutes. Gone.
There's a pronunciation. Where? Where is there a pronunciation guide?
We've experienced the pronunciation guide. We've all been there before. Paige, gone. Ashley Clark, gone. Brooke Denisic, gone. Wasila Dewa Sole, gone. Andrea Hoekstetier, gone. Kaylin Marchese, out of here. Hopefully just recovering. Maybe she comes back. I hope her career is not over. That's for sure. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley Orcus, gone.
Like a red hot poker to the heart.
God. All right, I can get through it. Dami Richardson, gone. Jackie Simpson, gone. Those are the players who are entering professional free agency for us. Not for us. Not for us. Not for us anymore. God, that hurts. So, Paige, Ashley Clark, Denny, Wasila, Hoekstetier, Marquise, Orcus, Dami, Jackie, gone. Seems like a lot. I mean, that's not even all of them. Those are just the ones who are free agents now. It seems like a lot, but if you look at it, if you take off your sun-colored sunglasses for a second, you'll see that it's not a lot of starters. We're not dropping a lot of top 11 talent on the team.
Agree to disagree?
Okay. What? Who are the Paige?
Paige starter. Is a starter?
Paige, it's not a lot of starters, I said. Paige is a starter. She's
Orcus
gone.
Was a starter.
Our Orcus was very. Don't stop saying her name, okay? You're gonna make me cry. We all know about Orcus. But it's a lot of depth players, a lot of role players for the team. Players Jackie Marquise out with injuries, so you know they're not players. They're players that will be missed on the field when they made the field. In the locker room, in the community, but their impact, you know, you can't just look at the number of names and say, oh my God, we're blowing the team up. Because it's not what's happening. Yeah. It's over. We're never gonna win another game. Yeah. Okay, so those are the players that we may have to worry about coming back to bite us in the Super League. I've got some feelings about where Orcus might go. She's from Birmingham, Alabama. She's a Dallas Cowboys fan. I would hate to see her go to Dallas Trinity, but I would not be surprised. So, you know, Paige, I think, definitely deserves to stick around in Super League. I think Clark could find a spot as a depth forward. These are all good players. You got to be on the sun. They practice with the champions, you know? So those are the free agents. Liz, do you want to do the bottom half? The two ladies who retired?
Can I say their names right?
I think you got these. These are a little bit easier. I've heard you say these before.
Oh, thanks. All right. So Jade Moore and Erica Timrak are entering retirement.
Thank you for your service.
Yes. Would love for them to hopefully maybe come back in some kind of technical aspect with the team, though. That'd be super fun.
Timrak, especially as a local, maybe start coaching something, you know? It'd just be cool to have around as an ambassador for sure.
Yeah, obviously, whatever. We obviously have no idea what her plans are after being a soccer player. We hope it's to stick around Tampa Bay, but whatever makes her happy, obviously. Same with Jade Moore, I assume, is probably going to go back home. That would probably make sense.
Back to England. She's got the Heart Care Foundation that's dear to her heart, no pun intended. So I'm sure she's just going to go back and do some good work.
Yeah. And then we have our academy squad, who are all committed to their respective schools. So we have Skylar Alonso at USF.
Yes.
Leah Pitts at Georgetown. Lindsay Nicholson at, is it Southern Mississippi?
Southern Methodist,
excuse me, University, SMU. So that's why I wanted to say what it was, because SMU is very not helpful.
Fair.
Yeah. And then Taylor Yablonski at Nebraska.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good to see Skylar staying home, going to USF, 4 years under, Mr. Shilty Brown there. And then maybe, you know, she stays in the picture, practices with the team while she's at USF, keeps herself involved, maybe comes back when she's fully developed and graduated. Aaliyah Pitts, a player we saw a good amount of early in the season, a solid midfielder. She's going up to a very competitive Georgetown team. Lindsay Nicholson has already been playing for SMU over there in Dallas, as they've put together a pretty good spring schedule. So she's found a good niche. And Taylor Yablonski, maybe I can't say names, Yablonski up there in Nebraska. If you're a Sun fan who's been paying attention, you know that's a good program up there. That's where Jordan Zade came from. So We essentially traded with a college team. We sent them Taylor Yablonski and we got Jordan Zade in return. I think that's fair.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
I don't love it, but okay.
No. It's not often you see a pro team doing a trade with the college, but
yeah.
Hey, uncharted territory. It does hurt. We're gonna need some help. That's two goalies gone in Marquise and Orcas. Two huge goalies. Marquise was probably gonna be the starter once she got healthy. She didn't remain healthy for very long, unfortunately. Orcas proved herself to be amongst the best goalies in the league. So there had to be some disconnect there between the front office and her pocketbook, you know, her paycheck, I can only imagine. Because I can't see her wanting to leave, or if she really does want to go to Dallas, that might say something, but
I can't see her wanting to leave. I could maybe understand the team looking elsewhere. I don't love it. I can understand.
No, I don't think a single person who was in Riverfront Stadium for that championship game loves that Ashley Orcas will not be wearing our team jersey next year. I think it sucks, actually.
I think it's physically painful.
Yeah. I think it's a personal attack against us for the team to have let this happen.
Yes. We are not exaggerating in the least.
No, this is tough to talk about, actually. Look, we still have Sydney Schneider as the only goalkeeper on the roster. So there will be more goalies to come. You got to imagine, you know, typical soccer team, pro soccer team ends up with three on the roster. You think we bring in one who competes with Schneider and then one who's a developmental project, maybe somebody fresh out of college. Schneider's a great player. She's a Jamaican national team keeper. It's going to be hard to find someone to compete with her unless it's in the way that Orcas did it. It's a different it's a different type of player, a different mentality, a different yeah. skill set that she brought. So you're going to want to see something kind of entirely different from Sydney Sheider come in soon. We like Sydney Martinez. You all know that. She's following Carolina Ascent on Instagram, right, Liz?
Yeah.
So let's not read too much into that, but hey, that's happening.
She did kind of make a not goodbye post too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she is gone from Brooklyn. Like that's confirmed. Or like pretty close to.
Yeah.
Sydney, don't go to Carolina. Come back home, please.
Yeah.
We're trying to get all the Sydneys and it's not working. We didn't get Sydney Cummings. We're not getting Sydney Studer out of Carolina. So give us something. Man, this is a tough
one. Let's recap who we still have at least.
Yes.
So we have Sydney Sheider. We have Jordan Zaid. We have Dory Haugen. We do still have technically Sienna Bryan, even though she's Academy, I guess.
She's a baby. She's not going to college yet.
Okay. So we still have Sienna Bryan in our little Academy squad. We still have Brooke Hendricks.
Damn right.
We love Brooke Hendricks. I will say we do have two thirds of our back line still.
Yeah.
Following up with Viv Bissett. And I definitely don't see either one of them going anywhere. No, unless, DSB has like an aneurysm or something.
Yeah, is taken over by an alien. But that's what I'm saying. We're not losing so much. Our defense, Jordan Zay, Dory Haugen, Brooke Hendricks, Viv Bissett. That's kind of the defense. That's the back three, you know, wherever
you want to put one. What I am a little bit surprised to see, though, is not that I don't love her, because we gave her like the best vibes award or whatever. But I'm a little bit surprised to see that we kept Yuki.
Yeah.
Only because we did say goodbye to Kaylin Marquise.
Yeah, and Jackie, who similar injuries.
Yeah, and Denizek.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Unless we've just really invested in Yuki that we don't know about. I don't know.
I think part of that maybe is the investment. Like we took her in out of college and she got hurt and then she got hurt again. And it's like, look, we bet on you to start with. And she, to be fair, she comes from the University of Tennessee Southern in like an NAIA school. She has no pro minutes. I don't think there's anyone knocking down the door to sign Yuki Watari right now. You know, as much as we all love her, as important as she is.
I just laughed because I saw something in the chat. So if anyone's seeing me laugh at that, I apologize. I was not laughing at the idea of people not knocking down the door for Yuki. I missed the prospect of one prospect named Oshley Arcus.
Yeah. It's just Ashley with a mustache.
Oh, I needed that. Thank you so much. I needed that. Sorry, back to Yuki.
Yeah, back to Yuki. Yeah. There's players like Kaylin, who does have a pedigree. I don't know. It sucks to speculate on injuries, you know. Like
I never want to say that anyone is more worth it than another person because that's a crappy way to weigh human beings in general. Right. shouldn't do that.
It's kind of
it's more just I'm wondering what their thought process is.
Yeah. I think it is that where it's like we brought her in from a small school where I don't think she probably got too many pro offers, if any besides us. And she clearly is super good to have in the locker room, even her. So it'd be a shame to not see her hit the field for us at some point next season. Because I think I've never seen a player on a team that the fans loved more who has never played a single minute for their team. You know what I mean?
her fans from her last team are still like posting about her like a year later.
Right. Yeah, yeah. She was down Juarez, I mean, right?
You can't say that won't be me with Orcus, but like yeah.
But no, definitely something to be said for the fact that Yuki is still around. I'm happy for it. I want to see her play. I'm desperate for it. But yeah, it's another like almost, you know, what, 9-8 months until she hits the field. We're looking at spring 2026 before she plays.
That's an eternity.
Yeah. That's next year. And 2025 has only just started. Now we're 7 months. It's July. It's
July.
Hot dog month.
Wow. Good job.
Gosh.
Nailing it.
All right.
In my defense, it's only July 2nd.
Barely July.
Yeah.
It's not July until July 4th. And it's not.
Yeah, bad. There you go.
Get on the bus. Yeah, so that's our defense, and then so it's a good amount of our defense staying. The midfield, what the team has listed as the midfield, it's bizarre because we have, you know, we ran five midfielders all the time. We only have three midfielders, quote unquote, on the roster. But if you look at who's a forward, they all played midfield too. Come on now, yeah. Be serious. So our three midfielders on the roster are Carly Jimona, Yuki Watari, and Jordan Listro. So I think we move on for that pretty quickly because that is cause from concern until you hear about all half a dozen forwards we have.
Yeah, all our forwards.
Yeah. Big quotation marks.
Yeah, definitely not attacking midfielders or anything like that. So we have Ava Tankersley. Wow, yes. Words. Of course, Sid Nicello. We already knew from via her dad, I think, told yeah. us she signed on for 2 more years, right?
2 more years, front of the pod.
Yeah.
Mr. Nicello, yep.
Yeah. Flew, which is interesting because I believe we heard rumors that she might not be back, but she's still on the roster.
Hope she stays.
Would love that.
Would love that. Oh my God, would love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, smart money was just on her leave. I don't know if there's something that's got to be worked out there for her to leave, or maybe she is just not leaving. We'll see.
Yeah. Parker Goins, which is we have her on a loan, right?
No. We got no loanees right now. Everybody is free and clear.
Okay. I don't know why I thought. No, she just came from Portland, right?
Yeah, from Louisville.
Louisville.
Yeah, racing.
Who came from Portland?
Gabby Provenzano. Where's she? Okay. Is she still on our roster?
Oh. She is weirdly missing.
She's not. Is that an oversight on our part, or what is that?
Yeah, wait. Is that. Hold on.
Hold on. We're actively going to the team website, I think, right?
It's, yeah. It's fine.
I would be surprised if she left.
Yeah.
She's not on the roster.
Oh.
Okay.
Interesting.
But they also didn't say she was leaving. She's just not on that thing anymore. Okay. I'm hearing this now for the first time.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't love that.
No, but she's also not listed like in the following players will depart the club.
Yeah, she's just not listed anywhere. Okay.
Yeah.
Was she ever on the roster on the website? That might be it. We just might have forgotten about her.
No. If you go to the news thing that they put out, she's not on this list for departing. So... Oh, but she's not on the... Okay.
She's also not on the roster, though.
Yeah, I'm silly.
So we can't say for sure. Schrodinger's defensive midfielder, Gabby Provenzano. She may or may not...
Schrodinger's Provenzano.
Man, that sounds like a hell of a dish.
So our last two coming in hot. We got Tosh Flint and Hannah Keen.
Huge. Huge to have them.
Yes. Love keeping them.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, we got, you can make a goddamn good 11 out of the players that are still on the roster. Even if you don't count Gabby Provenzano. I mean, you got Zade Haugen, Hendrix Bissett. You do four at the back there. You move Zade up on the left, on the right side. You could have Dory on the right side and sub her out for Zade. Carly, Jordan. I think we're going to need a defensive midfielder to help complement Jordan Listro, because I don't really see one on this list, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. No, we don't really have a second D-Midi at this point. So that's going to be a need we need to deal with.
Yeah.
But yeah, but other than that, going forward on the wings, we got Flint, we got Keen, Jamona in the middle, Flint and Keen finishing, Nacello on a wing. If we keep Flu, my gosh, yeah. So maybe, you know, another attacking midfielder, another wing midfielder, definitely a defensive midfielder and some goalies. I just off the top of my head, I think that's what we need. I think the actual defense, like the center back type situation, fine. No need to move on or replace Hendricks or Bissett. But we need some competition for Schneider. We need a pivot partner for Jordan Listro. And I think a left winger would be nice too. Somebody who can operate opposite of Sydney Nacella.
Sorry, I'm still very confused about this Gabby Provenzano thing. Because wasn't Gabby doing the opposite Nacello?
She was a defensive midfielder. So if she's still here, we don't really need a starting caliber one. It'd be her and Listro.
Yeah.
But on the left, what do you want to do? You got Tankersley, I think, is still depth. Nacello on the right. And then Flu, Goins, Flint, and Keen are all really pure strikers.
Yeah.
Those are forwards. And Jamona in the middle. It's crazy. We do need more midfielders, actually. We need a lot more midfielders. It doesn't even feel like we let any midfielders really walk. I mean, Moore hurts. Tim Rack hurts. Yeah, it's those retirements. Those are the problem for us in the midfield. Moore and Tim Rack.
So if the team could maybe put out some roster announcements, that would be great.
Yeah. Lexington has signed a whole another half of a team at this point, which I know they were the worst team in the league, but like, and we were the best, but maybe we should maybe tell us something besides just who left. Cause we're anxious. That's just our nature. And then I'm sure we'll reload with some quote unquote academy players, whatever that may look like, some high schoolers. But I don't want to have to start year two the same way we started year one, where we were like relying on them.
Yeah, I'm hoping we don't have the same visa issues if we're pulling from around the league.
Yeah.
Unless we're really going outside the box again.
I'm sure there'll be at least one, two international players come in. But we got to be better at doing the visa stuff at this point. It's got to be far enough along, you know, start bringing them in now in July. That way they're ready for, God, when's the season start? August? September?
It starts in August because our first home game is until August 30th, August 23rd.
It's crazy. The season starts next month. How many leagues in the world do you deal with that where it's just like, all right, we're done and we're coming back? I love it.
We're never done.
We ain't never done. Yeah, frankly, like a week from now, preseason starts with like Carolina, Lexington going to Louisville, right?
Mm-hmm.
Carolina Angel City, Carolina versus Houston, I think, was announced. So if we get one preseason game that isn't just against USF, that'd be cool too.
Yeah.
But also do play USF. And let us out.
Yeah.
Let us watch.
Yeah.
All right.
This is such an up and down episode.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely some needs there for us. It feels like more than now that I'm talking about it than it did before I started talking about it, actually. Because we really didn't lose at least a free agency too much. But we're going to need to replace Paige at left back. We're going to need some midfield help for more for Tim Rack. That left wing, that left side is getting interesting to me. Left back, left wing, somebody to operate over there, and then more defensive help. Whether or not Provenzano's here or not will dictate just how badly we need defensive midfielders, but we need that depth. We feel a little stacked at striker right now, for sure.
Which I guess is the opposite of what we were doing at the beginning of last season. So
yeah, I mean, if anything, no need to be concerned about our defense.
Yeah,
maybe some backups would be nice, but looking good with Henny and Bissett, probably the best defensive pairing in the league, in my opinion. All right.
Do you want to cover some of the other teams?
How far in? Do we have time?
I at least want to cover this one person from Lexington because it's funny.
You love this one person from Lexington, don't you?
Yes, she's adorable.
Gosh. Okay.
Okay, so we're just gonna start off with this. So Lexington acquired Catherine Cat Asman on loan from the Orlando Pride. She did the 2024 season with the Portland Thorns. And then I guess was sent to Orlando, but she's adorable. Go look up a picture of her. She's the cutest. I'm not going to be able to heckle her. So she better not be the starting keeper.
I'll heckle her. Don't worry.
She's adorable.
Well, we'll see if I can keep that up when she turns around and looks at me, gives me a wave, you know?
She looks like she would give a wave.
She really does seem like the type of goalie to give you a wave, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's real quick get through everything else that Lexington has done, because they have gone bonkers in the first real week of free agency for the Super League. They did bring in on loan Cat Asman as a goalie. They brought three Spokane players in. Defender Alyssa Bourgeois, midfielder Taylor Aylmer, and who was the other one? Mackenzie Weiner, the forward. Yep. So those are some good names. You know, not Ekic level, but that's a scary Spokane team that they're starting to pick pieces off of. I really like what Lexington's doing. And I think part of that is just the bias of they're the only ones really announcing some stuff, so it looks really good. But it looks pretty good. From Brooklyn, they brought in defender Allison Pantuzzo, who I think was one of the better Brooklyn players. Mm-hmm. They got Tatiana Fung, a midfielder from Fort Lauderdale, and she was solid. Also, the only confirmed movement out of Fort Lauderdale as far as players leaving, staying. They haven't said anything yet. Liz, take the next one.
Really?
Uh-huh. What's her name? Who'd they sign? The center back.
They signed center back Hannah Schartz. Mm-hmm. She's 25 years old. She is from Racing Power in Portugal.
Very funny name, Racing Power. Yes.
Everybody make a joke to yourself.
Nope. What? I'm talking Let's about Racing Power is a funny team name.
Oh, is that what we're
that's
what, that's
we're what I'm talking about. Yeah. What are you talking about? It's like Racing Louisville and DC Power. It's funny.
So they also picked up forward Catherine Berry from the Chicago Stars.
Yep.
Which I'm ashamed of you. They're the Chicago Red Stars till I die.
That's fair. You're totally right. I shouldn't have I shouldn't buy into the mass media propaganda. My bad.
Yeah. Yeah. They're at least the Chicago Red Stars, because they're still, and I'm going to use our one on this, there's still a fucking red star in the logo.
Seriously. Chicago Star sucks.
What kind of rebrand is that?
It's a stupid name. Red Star is good.
That's right. Ball represents soccer.
Oh, yeah. We put the soccer ball in our logo because we use a soccer ball when we play soccer with the ball. I hate the Chicago Stars. I don't mind the Chicago Red Stars.
Way better.
All right. They also got some NWSL depth players out of there. They took a midfielder Amber Huynh from the NC Courage. And they got defender Hannah Johnson from Angel City. Little local tie. She went to she grew up in Middleburg, up in Clay County near Jacksonville. So that'll be a nice homecoming for her when she goes to play Sporting. They also acquired a midfielder Cassie Rohan, who has played overseas in the Nordic countries. And they also got forward Mariana LaRoquette. She is also on loan from Orlando. That's two Orlando loanies to Lexington, three Spokane transfers to Lexington, and a handful of other, you know, NWSL depth players, two players from Brooklyn, one player from Brooklyn, one player from Fort Lauderdale. That's a lot there, but if they, I mean, it was never even really the players on the field for me for Lexington. It was never the girls putting the cleats on. It's the coaching. It's the front office.
Yeah.
That's got to get sorted out big time. So they're still on what they do they even have like an is there an interim guy there in Lexington or what?
I don't know, honestly. No. I assume there's an interim.
They had their guy Sam Stockley, who he's a sex pest, ain't he, right? We can say that. He's inappropriate. He's an inappropriate man.
He creates a hostile locker room.
There we go. We can say that. Anyway, great job on signing Sam Stockley, Stoke City FC in England. He's going to do great for your academy. Can't wait. Really good. I'm sure all the Stoke fans listening are pissed at us right now.
Yes, all none of them.
All none of them, because there are no Stoke fans.
Mm-hmm. The Carolina Ascent have added Brianna Martinez, a defender, on loan from the Orlando Pride.
Why is Orlando loaning so many people? Do you have any clue? It's weird. Is it weird to you?
I don't, but you know what? I am going to look into that.
That's three in the past like 2 days.
I want to make a note of that.
I
wonder if one of the subreddits will have some insights. So I wonder if these are players that like just weren't getting minutes, or if even people liked them. What's going on?
Yeah, we'll see. And then Brooklyn FC. We alluded to this one on the other episode we did, not earlier today, Tom. We alluded to this one in the conversation we had with our protagonist. Brooklyn FC signed Catherine Zimmerman from Western United. That is in Australian A-League team. She was their 2025 Player of the Year. I think Hannah Keane came to us from... Did she come from Western? She came to us from a green Australian team.
See, I thought she came from Europe. So, no, she did Europe before she did Australia.
Yeah, and she's from Sacramento, but she looks like she's from Europe. Hannah Keane, not European, believe it or not. I don't believe it still. I think somebody's like, it's a deep, deep undercover Wikipedia hack that somebody's been keeping up. She looks English, I swear to gosh.
Okay.
Yeah, good signing for Brooklyn. DC Power, they took from Carolina, they got Jada Bedoya as a forward. That's a good signing, I think. She scored 3 goals and an assist, 23 appearances, 8 starts for Carolina. not necessarily the most important player to that team, but did make an impact clearly when called on. That it's the start of something good for DC. We get more in depth with them with Danielle and John, with protagonists. I don't know if forward is really the need to be addressed there, but if you can shore it up, why not? I look for that's Lexington and DC as the two worst teams this past season feel like the most interesting teams going forward to me. How do you fix
that? Yeah, for sure. Definitely to see how they change things up.
Yeah, them in Jacksonville with no history. So, like, what do these teams do in year two? Jacksonville with the benefit of seeing everything, and Lexington and DC having dealt with everything. You got to get better. You really do. So,
yeah. And then, DC possibly making a coaching change.
I got it here. I got it right here, the Chicago team.
Oh, yes, you did. Okay. Yeah. I didn't get it for a minute. So there's rumors that DC is going to hire Omid Namazi as their new head coach. He has a pretty extensive resume. He's the former Hartford Athletic head coach and was the Chicago Red Stars head coach at one point.
Yeah. Well, he's worked with the national teams. He's been around the game for decades. He's a brain to have. So hiring a guy like him,
he was a striker.
Omid was?
Yeah, he played for the Fort Lauderdale Strikers.
Oh my God, never mind. This is an awful hire. Don't do it.
But it's also funny that he's like going back to DC because he started with the Washington Diplomats.
Oh my God. This guy's got a resume, I'm telling you, right? Yeah.
The dips.
The dips. What the dip?
That's very funny. Yeah. He's got quite a history for his just his senior career, let alone his managerial career.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's a guy who really knows what he's doing as a manager. So I know he had a tough go at Hartford. That's where I really know him from. But I don't know. Hartford's kind of a crapshoot. I don't think it's up to the coach how good that team's going to be from year to year. It almost feels like. I don't know. I liked what Nana was doing at DC in the spring. I almost feel like...
Yeah, it's kind of a shame they're not going to let him go another year, honestly. I feel like they didn't give him enough time. Especially when you see the upturn that DC was really having in the second half of the season with him.
Yeah. Yeah. We feel like certified DC power experts now after speaking with John and Danielle, but yeah, he was there from the get-go from the fall. And then once Frederick Briant, peace be upon him, once he left, Nana was there, the players rallied around him. So to mess with that is an interesting choice, but I almost feel like DC is going to mess with it because they feel like they're a money club, even if they're not. So they're going to bring in kind of a mid-level coaching talent. I don't want to, you know, call Omid that to his face or nothing, but when Hartford Athletic is on your resume, I don't want to say you're one of the hottest coaching names in the world.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be interesting what happens there. Like I said, definitely one of the most interesting teams. Them and Lexington with the question mark still at coaching. You know, you're bringing it, especially Lexington right now. They're bringing in all these players, but they haven't named a coach who's going to be the guy to or girl to put them in positions. You know?
Yeah.
So you got all these players, but like, who's the sporting director? Who's doing this, and for whose benefit? So you're going to be a coach walking into a fully formed roster that you didn't ask for. I don't know. If they don't have somebody lined up already, it's kind of a tough ask.
I really hope they do.
Really hope they do. And for their fans,
they've been making this lineup with them on the side before they announce it.
I hope they announce them soon because their fans deserve stability. Let's say that.
Yeah. And then Houston is playing the Houston Dash will be playing Carolina July 20th. No idea any other information other than that, but
yeah, that will be down in Houston.
It will be happening.
And that's like a week after Carolina plays Angel City. Right? So they're doing like a cross-continental NWSL tour for some reason.
We want to be Spokane and travel a bunch.
Yeah, right. Hey, I like traveling for the preseason. Gets the team ready. It's a good team bonding thing.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, it does feel like Carolina wants to be like that, the big name team. Oh, we had the best attendance. We won the Players Shield. We're the face of the Super League. Come, let us play Angel City. Let us play Houston Dash. It's like, all right.
You're the face of the Super League. Well, you didn't win it.
Nuh-uh. You're the face of the regular season, and that don't count for Jack, because this is America, and we have no respect for the regular season here.
None.
Thank God we don't. It's all about getting hot at the right time.
Yep. AKA playoffs.
Yeah. The in-season, end-of-season tournament. Yeah, that's our roller coaster of a transaction report. A lot to dwell on if you're a Sun fan, because we did go ahead and out there and say, you know, here's who we're getting rid of. There's some gaps to be plugged. There's some holes to be shored up. We're keeping on a lot of the most important part of our team, our championship team. So it's always going to look, especially year one, it's always going to look in the offseason like, oh my God, what's next year going to look like? It hurts to say goodbye to players, but you got to remember, you're going to learn to love what's coming. Whoever replaces Ashley Orcas, we're going to love her. The replacement for Wasilla, for Jackie, for Dami, for Paige, we're going to love them. So that's just the game. You got to move forward.
There's an Ashley Orcas shaped hole in my heart.
But yeah, a big old Vic hole in your heart for the rest of your life.
Yup.
It does suck. But hey.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get the heckler.
That would be kind of funny, actually.
Yeah.
That would be kind of funny.
You gotta have fun when that happens, I bet. That's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. All right. I feel like that about wraps it up for this episode. Remember, there is a second one, so make sure that you go listen to that, because like I said, very fun conversation with Protagonist Soccer about DC Power, the only other human beings who have actually watched a DC Power game.
Yeah, multiple games, in fact.
Yes.
Enough to have opinions. It's crazy.
Yes. So make sure that you are following us on all the places at RBLR Sports, on the YouTubes, at RBLR Sun FC, everywhere else. And then we have our handles down here below.
Blue Sky, Spotify,
on the YouTube. Blue Skis. Yeah.
XD Everything app.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.